Welcome to the Laura's House podcast series. In this installment of our series, we'll be speaking with Adrienne Nada, domestic violence clinical educator at Laura's House, about why women and men who are in abusive relationships stay in these relationships. This issue is much more complex and multidimensional than it appears on the surface. We're delighted that Adrienne is here to shed some light for us on why do they stay. Adrienne, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you.
First of all, Adrienne, can you tell us a little bit more about the impact that an abusive relationship has on survivors of domestic violence?
Yes, an abusive relationship takes its toll on domestic violence survivors in many ways. It robs them of their self-esteem and emotional well-being. It often interferes with or eliminates relationships with relatives and friends. In many cases, it can also affect a person's physical health.
In addressing the reasons that women and men choose to remain in abusive relationships, can you tell us more about how a person's childhood and upbringing can impact their choices as adults when it comes to understanding and dealing with the dynamics of an abusive relationship?
Yeah, well, from a family systems perspective, we are finding that adult victims of domestic violence often experienced abuse growing up, either watching a parent or both parents abuse the other, or they were directly abused emotionally, verbally, physically, and/or sexually. These abusive relationships can be internalized by the child and then repeated in adult relationships. Some victims view their abusive relationship as normal or familiar, and they sometimes believe that they deserve to be in abusive relationships. As such, they are not acknowledging the potential danger or urgency to leave. This disruption in parent-child relationships, whether it's caused by abuse or overly protective behaviors on the part of the parents, can lead to poor or limited self-esteem and sense of self, mistaken beliefs about self and others, poor boundaries, and other patterns of codependency. The learned helplessness involved in these patterns can lead to denial of the abuse or complacency with the abuse, as well as an inability to identify and embrace healthy relationships. Additionally, the repetition of abuse and intimate partner violence can bring out and/or reinforce more of these negative patterns.
Adrienne, do familial, religious, and cultural values affect how, as adults, men and women deal with abusive or violent relationships?
Yes. In fact, the presence of familial, religious, and cultural values can be a systemic contributor that discourages or prohibits divorce or the ultimate breakup of the family. Some victims of abuse feel pressure from their immediate or extended family or religious community to stay with their abuser, and the potential rejection from these groups is too overwhelming, especially when the victims tend to be isolated already. Abusers often manipulate their partners into letting go of friends, healthy family members, and their activities or interests because those supports are viewed as threatening to the relationship.
What role do financial and economic factors play in preventing women and men from leaving abusive relationships?
Well, looking more at broad societal factors, many victims struggle with economic independence and self-sufficiency, especially due to the effects of the current economy. If they leave the abusive relationship, then they face the reality of supporting themselves and the children. Resources are available, but they're limited, so many victims understandably fear the inability to pay for their living expenses, as well as legal fees and child care.
What are some of the more extreme or severe factors that keep victims of abuse from leaving?
Well, in more severe cases, the victims realistically fear their own death or the death of their children if they leave. It has been reported that the first 2 months following a separation are potentially the most lethal moments for an abuser. An abuser may react more intensely if he or she believes that control has been lost.
In your study of domestic violence and its impact on survivors, have you identified a tipping point at which a victim of abuse will finally leave the relationship?
Ultimately, change tends to happen when the pain of staying the same becomes greater than the pain of change. Anna East Nin said, "And the day came when the risk to remain tight in a bud was more painful than the risk it took to blossom." For many victims, regardless of the obstacles, there comes a time when the emotional, physical, and spiritual price of staying in an abusive relationship is just too high, and they're willing to do anything to move forward. For many, the final dismissal of abusive relationships can only take place after a meaningful exploration of oneself and the establishment of a strong support system.
Adrienne, what are some of the most common reasons the women and men give for not leaving an abusive relationship?
Well, there are quite a few reasons, and many of these can overlap. We already discussed economic dependence and pressure from religious institutions and extended family members to keep the family together. Both male and female victims often do not want to split up the family, believing that it is better to have two parents in the same home. Victims of abuse also cite the fear of being alone, loyalty or pity toward their abusive partner, and some may have a rescue complex, believing that if they stay, they can fix and ultimately save their partner. Often victims of abuse are in denial as to how bad the situation really is, and they feel optimistic that things will actually get better. Sometimes the memory of what the relationship was in the beginning or the dream of what it potentially could be in the future keeps the victim from acknowledging the danger in the present. Often the abuse victim will feel shame, guilt, embarrassment, or humiliation, and that will keep them from feeling empowered to leave. Many, especially women, are worried that they will lose their identity or possibly the security, even if it's a false security, they believe their spouse or partner provides. In more severe cases, victims of abuse fear that their partner could commit suicide if they leave. Others have been threatened by their abuser and are worried that they themselves, their children, or their family members will be harmed or killed if they leave.
What's the best advice that you can offer to women and men who are in an abusive relationship and having trouble leaving?
Well, there are many community resources and support networks available to help provide women and men with the tools they need to leave an abusive relationship and build lives that are free of violence. And I would recommend calling a local domestic violence hotline. Laura's House can help, and we have a number of programs, including therapeutic counseling, psychoeducation, shelter and supportive services. Assistance is available to men, women, and children who have been impacted by domestic violence, and counseling is provided in English or Spanish.
Before we close, can you tell our listeners more about Laura's House?
Yes, Laura's House is a community-based nonprofit organization that empowers individuals and families to lead violence-free lives. We offer a comprehensive range of services, including safe refuge for women and children escaping violent homes. We also offer legal support services, counseling, community education, and prevention workshops for teens on healthy relationships and dating violence. The inception of Laura's House was inspired by a true story about a woman named Laura from Orange County who was a victim of domestic violence. Unfortunately, the end of her particular story is a very tragic one. Her life was cut short with her untimely death at age 38. Since 1994, Laura's House has continued to grow and offer a multitude of programs and services that provide vital support and education aimed at avoiding such tragic circumstances from ever occurring again. Our mission is to change the social beliefs, attitudes, and behaviors that perpetuate domestic violence while creating a safe space in which to empower individuals and families affected by abuse.
If I'm a victim of domestic violence and want help to protect myself and my children from further violence, how can I contact Laura's House?
They can log on to www.laurashouse.org or call our 24-hour hotline at 949-498-1511 or toll-free at 866-498-1511.
Thank you so much for your time today, Adrienne.
Thank you, Laura.